back. Come down and sit front somewhere here. Hey? Are you going to come and sit at front? Because I'm going to talk to you as well as to the big, big people. Right? And I brought my friend. Right? And I need him. He's going to help me. Right? So I'm going to sit him just here. If he stays sat. Maybe if I lean him there. Yeah, he's a bit sad, but there you go. No, he wants to be sad. Stay there. Right. Christmas is coming. Yeah? And what we're doing for these four Sundays before Christmas at the big people's meetings, but also at this special meeting tonight, is we're doing about all the Advent Sundays. And this one is, can anybody see what it says on here? Can anybody read that? Peace. This one's about peace. So what's Teddy got to do with peace? You'll find out. Everybody likes at Christmas to get a gift, don't we? We all like gifts. Do you like gifts? Do you like gifts? Do you like gifts? Yeah? Do you like gifts? I don't know what one is. Do you like gifts? You see, even big people like gifts too. Now, on television, there's been an advertisement for a shop. Now, you might have seen it, you might not have. But it's about a never-ending stocking. Yeah, and you'll get a gift all year, every day. You'll get a gift from them, free. Amazing. I'm going to talk about an amazing gift tonight. And that's a clue what the gift is, right? And we're going to talk about peace. Now, in the Bible, you all know what the Bible is, don't you? We have lots of interesting stories in the Bible. And I'm going to tell you two little verses, well, maybe a little bit more than two verses, but two little parts of the Bible that are all to do with this amazing gift, right? Now, the first part that I'm going to tell you about out of the Bible happens around Christmas time, what we know as Christmas time. And it says in Matthew chapter 1, verse 23, it says, the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel. Right? Now you might think, no, they didn't, they called him Jesus. Well, that was one of his names, and you'll learn as you get a bit bigger that Jesus had lots of different names. And God gave him the name Emmanuel. Now, Emmanuel means something very special. It means God with us. And that's something important to you little ones. And it's something also important to each of us older ones here today. Because that's an amazing gift that God has given us. Through Jesus, his son came down and his name was God with us. Now I'm going to fast forward the story a little bit about Jesus. So we're moving quickly through the Bible. And later on in the Bible it says these words. And it says them in the book of John. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. And do not be afraid. Now, in that verse, that's Jesus talking to us, right? So that's God's gift, Jesus, to each one of us. He's talking to his disciples before he goes back to heaven. And he's saying there, I'm going to give you something. And he's giving the exact gift that God wanted to give through Emmanuel, his son. The gift of peace. He says, don't be afraid. Don't be troubled. Because I'm going to give you a great gift of peace. Now this is where the teddy comes in. Now all you little ones, you'll know about this, as big ones might start to forget about it. But you'll know about this. When you go to bed at night, it's sometimes a bit dark. Yeah. And there's sometimes when it's a bit dark, you're a little bit afraid. A little bit scared, maybe. And then suddenly you think, I'll grab me teddy. And that's why I brought teddy, because when I'm up here, I find it a bit scary. And I'm a bit afraid too. So I've brought teddy with me, so I'm fine now. So this teddy reminds me of something very special. It's an example to me of God's peace. Because I know when teddy's with me, I'm peaceful. I'm happy. I'm not scared anymore. Because teddy's here. I'm not alone. Teddy's here. He's come to my rescue. And that's a little bit like what God did for us when Jesus came. Jesus came. Can you remember that other name for him? What were it, Grace? Emmanuel. That's right. Jesus came as Emmanuel. God with us. So that's a little bit like teddy with us, isn't it? Now, I think each one of us here tonight can say at some point we've been afraid. That at some point we might have all, even as bigger people, been in that darkness. It's nothing to be ashamed of, you big people. Sometimes we all can be afraid. Some of us big people might even be afraid of the dark. Got teddy. But there might be other things that big people are afraid of. They might be afraid of bugs. Do you like bugs? No. They might be afraid of snakes. You like snakes? Oh, I was watching on TV about celebrities in the jungle, and they were putting them in boxes with snakes, and they were crawling all over them. I wanted me teddy. But they might be afraid of dentists. I don't like dentists. Oh, don't like dentists.
No.
Do you want me teddy? They might be afraid of doctors. they might be afraid of spiders. There's lots of things, as children or as big people, that we're afraid of. But that's all what tonight's about. It's about knowing that you don't need to be afraid. And you have to remember that God's here with us. And that even when Jesus was on earth, before he went back to heaven, he reminded his disciples, that's all the people that followed him, that they've got something special. That they've got a special gift from him in his peace. And we can all grasp his peace. Just like I'm holding my teddy, because I don't like LP and I get very scared, but teddy makes me feel better. I can remember that God can give me peace. And it's a great peace that never ends. A great peace that never runs out. Now, his disciples, when Jesus said this to them, they had great comfort in it. And it's something that we can all claim today. When Jesus returned to his Father in heaven, he asked his Father to send a present. His Holy Spirit, that's another form of God. And his Holy Spirit came to each one of us to give us peace. And that includes you and me. And he also includes them big folk as well. Because he came for everyone. And he came for everyone to give us peace. And to stop us from being scared in the dark. From being scared in situations that we can't control. And to remember that God, Jesus, is an active part of our lives. Now, do you think all your children, even those that are running away, that you can remember this story? Because it's important that you remember it. Do you think if I gave you a gift, that'd help you remember the story? Eh? Now, I've got something special for all you children. Now, God has got something special for all the people, for all his family. But I've only got something special for you kids. Right? Now, the difference, but they're the same. And I want you to remember what it means, what we've talked about tonight. So whenever you have this in your hand, you can remember what you're going to remember. Any ideas? What are you going to remember? God's peace. Yeah? Do you think you can remember God's peace? And what difference does that make? Hey? It stops you from being scared. God's peace. Right. So, if you're a little girl, right? Are you a little girl?
No.
No. No. I've got a pink teddy. Right, so you can have a pink teddy to remember God's peace. Right?
You can have his for you.
Right? And you can have a pink teddy because you're a little girl too. Oh, and you can have a little teddy, a pink one, because you're a little girl. And you can have one too. And you can have one too, little girl. It's something so important to remember. Scripture tells us that God is with us, that Jesus' name is Emmanuel. Jesus told his followers that he's got an amazing gift to give. A great gift of comfort. A gift of peace. Tonight, you grown-ups, you big people, grabs God's peace. Because what a difference that can make in your life. The kids have got something to represent God's peace tonight. But God gives his peace to each and every one of us. And all he says is, hold my hand and I'll give you my peace. Now, as an adult, as a big person, I'd look a bit daft dragging Teddy around all day with me. So you'll have to just imagine you've got your teddies. And then you'll not look daft. I've got a little prayer to say before we finish tonight. And it's a prayer that you can also say as well as kids. Right? Father, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for his Holy Spirit. We thank you for the gift of peace. We thank you for your peace that guides us and calms our fears. We also thank you for the promise that one day we'll be in heaven with Jesus. Emmanuel, God with us. In his name, we pray these words. And we ask for your peace to be in each and every one of us. No matter whether we're young, whether we're kids, whether we're children of God, or whether we're bigger people and just want to hold your hand. Amen.